Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So the Romney campaign has to be breathing a big sigh of relief this morning. It's almost audible from here. A loss in Mitt's home state would have been devastating, to say the least. And that, in some ways, makes the victory all the sweeter, right? Rick Santorum came very close to pulling off a coup there, but in the end, Romney won with 41% of the votes. Much more decisive in Arizona, and that means, I think, all in all, Mitt Romney had a very good night. That's fair, right? Ron Christie's with us, takeaway contributor, Republican political strategist. He's with us in the studio. Ron, good night.
Good night for
Mitt Romney.
Of course. Look, it's better for Governor Romney to say, we won last night. We don't care what the percentages are. We came into our perceived home state, we won. And I think for Senator Santorum now, he's got to be doing a lot of head scratching, a lot of navel gazing. He really thought he could have won last night in Michigan, and he didn't.
He predicted he would win.
I know. This was one of those Joe Namath type moments. And I thought, oh, that's pretty bold. But now where does that leave you on the leap day?
That's right. Well, what you said, but we won. It may have been close, but we won. That's almost verbatim what Mitt Romney said.
We didn't win by a lot, but we won by enough. And that's all that counts.
So let's bring Quinn Kleinfelter into this discussion. Quinn Kleinfelter, senior news editor at partner station WDET in Detroit. Quinn, you've been up all night, right?
Yes, yes, I have.
So I'm not going to ask you any math questions or anything, but let's talk a little bit about some of the math, and that is in terms of delegates, because Michigan is not a winner-take-all contest, right?
No, in fact, you get a couple of delegates if you win the overall state. Then they divide it up according to congressional districts. So you get, I think, three per congressional district. So, you know, it's a win-win of sorts for Santorum and for Romney. It would have been a devastating loss if Romney had actually gotten beat in his home state. And both of them have something of a legitimate claim to say that they have a victory today.
Well, because in fact, I'm not sure that all of the congressional delegations have been decided in Michigan yet. They weren't the last time I looked. But there is a chance that Mitt Romney could win the popular vote and lose the delegate count.
Yeah, possibly. But, you know, it really what seems to count has already occurred, which is that Romney was way behind. Santorum had taken a pretty significant lead in all the polls coming up to this. Romney poured in a ton of money, you know, as much as $4 million worth of mostly negative advertising, actually, in the last week or so leading up to the actual contest. He closed the gap and then was ahead in some polls, and then actually pulls off what looks like it could be a victory. And so you talk about navel-gazing with Santorum. There is that. There was also, as soon as he was making not a concession speech, but a speech about where he loved Michigan, they looked into their hearts, and he loved them back and so on. He made this kind of impassioned thing. He also was pivoting towards Super Tuesday and saying that he was going to focus on the economic message and on trying to rebuild manufacturing in much of the more urban areas of the Midwest. And that really seems to be the focus of his campaign now, as opposed to the social issues, which at least were resonating to begin with.
Although that's exactly the kind of message I'm sure he hopes plays well in Ohio. We're speaking with Quinn Kleinfelter, senior news editor at partner station WDET in Detroit. Quinn, how did it shake out? I understand that Rick Santorum tended to get a lot of the northern part of Michigan. Where was support for Romney and where was support for Santorum?
A lot of the support was for Romney in the area around Detroit, the metropolitan region where, you know, it's a big car business and where his father used to run car companies and where people were wealthier, they seemed to go for him. The more conservative areas of the state, Grand Rapids on the far west side, and some of those areas all seemed to go for Santorum. Again, it broke along the people that were more what they would call moderately conservative. We're picking Romney, and also the people that thought that electability was an issue. Again, we're going with Romney. So it's going the way that many of the other primaries had gone previous. And also, it was going in terms of the lack of a tug on the heartstrings for Romney. You know, I mean, even though he has been ostensibly the front runner, there still oftentimes has been a, you know, Mitt or is there just anybody else out there? And even in Michigan, it seems, even as he pulls out a victory in Michigan, it still seems as if that's the case among some people.
That's Quinn Kleinfelter, senior news editor at our affiliate station WDET in Detroit, and also with us Ron Christie, takeaway contributor and Republican political strategist. And really, the last thing that Quinn said there, Ron, is kind of the problem for Mitt Romney, because it looks like not even Super Tuesday will decide this GOP nominating race.
Unfortunately, Celeste, I think that's exactly right. I think what the Republicans did in 2008 was a huge mistake. They thought John McCain got the nomination early. He was going to be our nominee. Now we have a process where we decided we don't want the Republican to get that early nomination. We want to drag the process out. What that does, it enables the Democrats and the president not to spend any money, not to beat up on each other. The Republicans continue to pummel each other. Super Tuesday won't settle this race. And then the Republican, whoever emerges, and I would put the money on Governor Romney, but at this point, who knows, whoever emerges is going to be in a battered position to take on the president. And President Obama has to be sitting in the White House this morning thinking, huh, there they go again.
And, you know, Mitt Romney keeps saying that this race is tempering steel, right? That because they're going to come out of this with a hard-fought victory, it means they'll be the stronger candidate. I'm not sure that holds water.
I think you're right. I think it has been a good process for Governor Romney and Senator Santorum and the rest of the field to stake out positions. But unfortunately, what they've done is they've focused, in my opinion, on social issues. They haven't focused enough on the economy. They haven't focused enough on Iran. They haven't focused enough on the issues that I think folks sitting around their kitchen and dining room tables are saying, why are those Republicans talking about these things? This is what I care about. And that, I think, is the ultimate harm.
And Quinn, in Michigan, correct me if I'm wrong, it still looks like Obama will probably walk away with the state in the end, no matter who won in the primaries.
Well, you would think that. I mean, just as you were just hearing, I mean, they've been able to sit around with their campaign people in Chicago and have some of the party committees spend some money. They ran a lot of negative ads about Romney where they would have him repeating over and over, let Detroit go bankrupt, let Detroit go bankrupt, referring to the auto bailout and his opposition to it back when it happened. But mainly they've been able to sit on their war chest, not do anything with that. And, you know, millions were poured into this last part from the super PACs that are backing Romney and Santorum. For once, any opposition to Romney didn't just dissipate. They were able to actually come back and try to fight Romney and, have a kind of a knockdown drag out throughout the last week of the campaign for the state primary. And so, yeah, they're beating up each other. They're pulling up things. And they also, you know, are in many ways sticking their foot in their collective mouth at times and committing gaffes that, you know, could come back to haunt them as they head towards a general, no matter who it emerges.
Yes. I'm sure the Obama campaign is running tape on those. That's Quinn Kleinfelter, senior news editor at affiliate station WDET in Detroit. A pleasure, as always, Quinn. Thanks. And Ron Christie, takeaway contributor and Republican political strategist, contributor to itsafreecountry.org.